were talking about Killer Hill, and Ross said, and one day, man, I was going down, and Ross said, Marty said, stop talking cool talk. I guess it was the man and all the confident kind of description that Ross was giving. So Mark is aware that Ross knows how to do this cool talk when he tries to tell stories so other kids will be interested.
Describing a house, and he said, it's going to be a double floor. He meant two-story house. And I said, how do you do it? Cat house. And I said, how do you do it? And he put two cardboard boxes.
One was broken on the top. One upside down on the bottom box. Mm-hmm. That was upside down too. And then, voila, he said. A double story cat house. But now I need the door and the windows.
Okay.
He said, I guess this is August, what, 4th?
No.
8th. 5th. And this is August 5th, and Mark says, this is a snowy finger day. I guess it's a snowy finger day.
He was picking raisins out of his bowl.
The milk was getting all under his fingers, making them.
Ross said, I'm making breakfast, and Mark said, I already gave him breakfast, and Ross said, who? And Mark said, him, as if that were somehow clarifying matters. Although it was pretty clear in the first place, since Ross was sitting there making breakfast for the cat over by the cat's special box. I don't know, didn't you know what Mark meant when he said, then why did you ask who? Oh, okay. Anyway, so it was pretty clear to everybody they were just playing games. Marty said, Daddy, I have a little problem. I don't feel too good either. I don't feel too good too. I said, uh-huh. He said, I have a round herded up here, and he pointed to his eyebrow, and a little line connected over to the eye.
It was just a mistake.
Okay.
It's up on my head, somewhere on my head. No, on the side of my head. And there's a little line connected over to my eye. Mm-hmm. One of the pointy ends of my eye.
And what happens with that little line?
When I blink it, it kind of is weird feeling.
Does it hurt or feel good?
Well, it's kind of weird when I blink it.
Feel good or bad?
Kind of weird.
Kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir?
Getting dry again.
Your throat's getting dry again? Would you like a glass of milk?
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we can force this thing to stop it.
Force the thing to stop it?
Yeah. I don't know if we can force the thing to stop what it's doing.
You mean that throat? Force that throat to stop it?
Prickly.
He did? Is that good or bad?
Bad.
Good.
you got lots of circles. No, okay, you come back. You come back with those circles. Like this. Oh, God. Oh, my.
Can you take them off and put them in the garbage? You put all those prickles in the garbage? Or in the sink? You can put them in the sink.
What is that?
Talking to Ross about, he was asking me who was my, let's see, who in my family liked me the most, was I the most favorite of, or something like that. And I said, well, my mother. And then I said, well, no, he said, yeah? And I said, no, well, my father. And then he said, oh yeah, I remember. You told me once that you had your father wrapped around your finger. You had your dad wrapped around your finger, your little finger. We'll see. You had your dad wrapped around your little finger. And this is true. But the thing is, I can't remember how long ago that was. It was really quite a long time ago. I think it was at the beginning of this year sometime. Or at least at the beginning of the school year. But anyway, he remembered it, and he remembered how to say it also. I heard Mark say, we don't want no soap in the water. And Ross said back to him, any, Mark. Any. We don't want any soap in the water. Mark, you have disgusting language. And Mark said, I just made a mistake, Ross. I gave Mark a drink of water because he wasn't quite going well. He was still awake in bed, and I went in there and he asked me for a drink of water. So he finished the water and said, thank you, Mom. The more I drink or eat, with little hand movements, the more faster I fall asleep.
Trouble with reading some books that we got him, and Ross, Mark said it's because the words are too little, and Ross said the reason he can't read is because he can't see the words on the page. So my suggestion is that when he wants to read the words, you write them up on a piece of paper so that he can see them. And what was interesting about that was this: my suggestion is. My suggestion is business was well used. It was like part of a general solution to a problem that everybody was facing at this point. Actually, Mark's causing us a whole lot of problems right now. He's sort of being a little bit difficult, let's say. Reading the sign that he's given him, because he's supposed to read something so that he can get a He-Man toy. Ross, he was just Mr. Wonderful, just like when he was a baby. He said, Mr. Wonderful, the wrestler? And I said, no, no. And he said, there is such a guy. In other words, that's versus such in that sense that I've ever, in that specific sense I've ever noticed. Hi, Rossi. Are you all set for bedtime snack? What would you like to eat?
What would you like to eat, honey?
Honey sweets.
What?
Honey sweets.
Watermelons? That's sweet. Watermelons, grapes.
Watermelon
and grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Or cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon, grapes, and cherries.
Mm-hmm. Having some lemon, not like yogurt or something.
Yeah. Oh, yogurt, yeah, we could have yogurt, yeah.
Blueberry, peach.
It's peach.
He said trans flower more than meets the eye, which is from Transformer.
Transformer
more than meets the eye.
If you don't give me any Cheerios, I will bless you today.
You know how I got over those awful peas? You know those ones I had to eat so I could get my donut? I just keep them in my mouth And what?
I just put them in the side of my mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, I forked them out mm-hmm. and put them in the side of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And then I got some more in my mouth. And then I ate them and gulped the water down.
I see. And were they called peas or were they called beans?
Peas.
No, they were beans.
Oh yeah, beans.
And were they really awful?
Yeah.
What was more awful? Those?
Beans.
Or the potato chips?
Those. Those.
Okay. You ate the meat.
But those, you know those cookies? Those yeah. little cookies?
Yeah.
They weren't too awful.
Good. This is referring to when Marky had to eat a little bit of food so she could get some donuts. Just eating a bite of all the dishes on the plate. That Joyce is bathroom a lot. It's their bathroom. And he said, we're so close friends, we always talk the same.
We're such close friends,
we always talk the same.
We almost talk the same.
Okay, we're such close friends, we almost talk the same. Okay. Go ahead, Ross. What are you going to say? Oh, poor baby dog. You know, there's really no sense in not going because you'll have a cold if you stay home, too.
Yeah.
No, it won't get over it just by staying home. Oh, Ross, I can't believe you'd do that. On that nice thing and everything all set.
It wasn't on this. It was on the table.
Mark dipped syrup on his.
Mm. Recording.
Okay. Hmm. Have you got all your books returned to the library?
Oh, wow.
Maybe Mom could check with that on the way home today. She could do some. Have you read the books?
Yeah.
I doubt it. Not Marky anyway.
Mark certainly has not.
Fly a kite, Charlie Brown. The something of Linus.
Okay.
What's that Christmas one?
I don't know which
one. It was a great Christmas.
The Great Charlie Brown, uh-huh.
I think that was a song.
Okay, well, it seems to me that we have to check Mark out then.
A Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm.
We need to read Mark's book to him. Because he can't read yet. Enough. He can read just little simple words now. Peter, Jane, things like that.
Mark's mad because he ran to Brian, and Brian didn't notice. He says, no fun. I didn't get to jump into his arms. I just ran, and he didn't notice.
Say that again. Describe that thunder punch He-Man again.
Okay, so which one? These little markings in here. Well, you put one of the cats in here. Then turn the knobs out, turn each one as they're fresh. Mm-hmm. And then when you turn the waist, the little button comes into the back. And then when you let go, it comes whipping out and smashes the thing into the little marks.
Into the little
marks.
Marks? The little.
It smashes these things.
What are those things?
The caps.
Oh, into the.
Into
those metal.
Yeah, the metal
pins.
Pin things. Cool. That are connected to the thing. The knob.
The knob.
Playing cards. Okay. Oh, fantastic. Look at Mark. I want some Mark's creation.
Wait. Okay. I'll let him do his. This.
Fantastic. What a creation.
Dad, this is supposed to sp-
spin or fall down. Watch. If this guy hits it, then watch.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, well, he usually misses it.
Yeah, sometimes he misses, but sometimes he hits and then it knocks over, right? Mark is going to have a super idea. I'll hold that.
Oh, it's going to look great if he can get it.
Oh,
cool.
Mark. That's really boss, Mark. Okay, now, Mark, hop on pop. Okay, I'm not going to play if you don't do hop on pop.
Wait, one more thing. That here's a creation that won't fail. And? That here's one that won't fail.
Shut up, Mark,
you're
telling your tongue. Okay.
Watch. My turn?
You want to do Rogue, Ross?
Watch this way. Oh, it shouldn't have failed.
Shouldn't have failed. You want to do Rogue?
Watch. Yeah.
Mark and I are going to read.
It did fail.
Mark and I are going to read.
It hit the target.
Okay, Mark. No reading. I'm going to quit. I'm leaving.
No.
Dad's
what
leaving. Dad's going to leave.
I said
hello.
Do it.
You did say?
Rogue.
No, we're not doing Rogue.
No,
we're doing reading.
Mark, he meant me. Come on, Mark. You'll earn money and we can buy Dragon Blasters.
Mom says I do things for her. Mom says, hi. Uh-oh, this isn't working. Okay. Well, if it were, what? I'm not recording now, it's not working.
Woo!
It's not working.
It isn't? No. Well, the beeper.
Anyway, why do you say,
is.
Why do you say I never do anything for Mom?
Because.
Why?
Why?
That's not much of a reason. It's very silly reason. Ross, you can put your square back. Thank you very much.
Go. You know how you get mini spies? I was wrong. Read that. I was wrong. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here. I was wrong. These guys aren't mini spies. These guys are.
Oh, the really little ones.
Yeah, the itsy bitsy ones. With only a rub.
I see.
And don't know if they're Decepticon or Autobot.
I see. You can't tell.
This one is a friend.
I see. You can't tell until the last moment.
Autobot.
I got it. Okay, Mark.
They can fool, if one's a Autobot, it can fool the Decepticons. If one is a Decepticon, it can fool the Autobot.
Oh, the mini spies.
Yeah.
They're neat. Yeah.
They're excellent. They're one of the best ones.
Okay. Mark, do you know what that word is?
Do you know?
All tall.
Dad.
All small.
Dad, did you know that the Autobots have more robots than the Decepticons?
Yep.
Because the Decepticons are more powerful?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Jetfire, do you believe this? Jetfire is so huge. He's like about that big.
Uh-huh.
And Megatron's only about that big. And in the cartoon, he blasted Jetfire's guts away.
Ross, don't use that kind of.
I mean, he really tore him to scrap.
We know, but don't talk.
Into slag.
Slag?
Yeah, he turned him into slag.
That's the worst thing that can happen to an Autobot.
He really got torn off.
He got kabowied. Creamed. He got creamed.
Cremated,
yeah, I know. Really bad.
Terribly.
You'd hate to have that happen to you, wouldn't you? Yeah, horrible.
That happens in the football.
Is that what they say when the kids get mad? You say, I'm going to cremate you?
Yeah, and in football, they're like, you're going to cremate.
Yeah.
And you go, blah, 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 blah.
Do you ever get really injured in sports?